Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the October 2022 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this program, which, in fact, is celebrating its seven-year anniversary on WGXC this month. As anyone who's been listening to the station over the past 2 weeks is aware, we are amidst our Tower of Power pledge drive, during which we need to secure funding to renew our FM tower lease. We are, as always, seeking to add sustaining subscribers, people, fans of the station, who are able to make small payments every month so that we have a solid financial base. Your donations will help us keep 5 more years of adventurous, independent, local, atypical radio on the airwaves in the Hudson Valley. To that end, if you are able, please take a moment to head over to wgxc.org/donate and help us out. Everyone involved with the station, as well as everyone who listens to our programming, will be very grateful if you do. As far as this program is concerned, if you've heard the show before, you are aware that my approach involves, to the best of my abilities, blending words and sounds, bringing to the airwaves live performances, as well as field and studio recordings by writers I've crossed paths with over the past 30 years. As I often do during the fundraising periods, I am going to dip into the archive of recordings I've made. In this case, you'll be hearing recently uncovered recordings made between late 2014 and summer 2019, mostly in the Hudson Valley. As you may know, many of my recordings are part of the Penn Sound archive, but these are part of a more low-key, rogue archive I keep on the We Press website. I've selected tracks that include work by Eva Bitova, Marilyn Crispell, David Rothenberg, Chuck Stein, Maymay Brusenberger, Nathaniel Mackey with Henry Grimes, Amina Baraka with The Red Microphone, and George Quasha. It's fair to say that you'll be getting a healthy dose of sound poetry in this program, especially with Chuck and Eva. I'll be presenting the material in chronological order, beginning with two cuts from a December 2014 concert at Colony Woodstock, in which Marilyn Crispell was the headliner, and at various points she invited collaborators on stage. So these are tracks by Marilyn with Chuck Stein, and then with Eva Bitova and David Rothenberg.
Yeah. Thank you.
You've just heard a 2014 recording of Marilyn Crispell with Eva Bitova and David Rothenberg. An interesting fact about this particular trio is that while all three players are great musicians, they're also poets as well. Marilyn hasn't published widely, but David has a brand new volume, Invisible Mountains, out on the MIT imprint Terra Nova. Before moving on, I wanted to remind listeners we are looking to secure additional sustaining supporters who make monthly contributions, which will allow us to end traditional pledge drives. I've been told that the goal is within our reach if we could add a total of $1,250 in monthly donations during this drive. So if you happen to have a few extra dollars to spare every month, please go over to wgxc.org/donate, where you can set up your subscription. Okay, the next track I will play features poet Meme Bursenberger, recorded at T-Space in Rhinebeck, early September 2015, a poem from the collection Hello the Roses.
The first poem is called Glitter. And I live in New Mexico. We live mostly in New Mexico, but we had many, many years of drought there since about 2001. And so we began to go to Maine for the summers. Also, I imagined a greener world in my mind, and these poems come from that imagination. This one is, I was thinking about the structures of identity and how identities can resonate with each other and how identity needs ego. A wood violet has bloomed when I come back from my walk in early spring. I stop and welcome it, cooing, walking around it. Not as if I were floating, but the surface of the world circled unfurling petals. Person and violet with so little in common, my voice reveals as a resonance of identity. The violet, looking back, loses objectivity and enters the expansion of recognized things. You could say our identities reach out to encompass the forest environment, like telepathy, a moment open space by rendering it transparent in intensified consciousness. Others embrace weather and wild land as their means to the suprasensible. In violets, it's emotional desire for spring light, glitter the mirror. Connection, often the form emotion takes, appears to me as a visual image. Thoughts are sent out by one rock, informing other rocks as to the nature of its changing environment. The angle of sun and temperatures cooling as night falls, and even its loosely called emotional tone changes, the appearance of a person walking who's not appropriately empathic. Thoughts meet and merge with other thoughts sent out, say, from foliage and other entities. I tell you, your own thoughts and words can appear to inhabitants of other systems, like stars and planets to us. Intensities of thought, light and shadow between us, contain memories coiled one within the other, through which I travel to you, and yet are beautifully undetermined. For what you say to me is not finished within my thought or memory, but you grow there and change, the way a shadow extends as light passes over it in Akashic emptiness. You grow through what I have to say to you, as a tree grows up through space. Then what I have to say changes. That's why we need the identity of our physical forms. Here, we don't know what's behind physical stars and planets. The tree encompasses its changing form, while ego, myself of physical experience, looks in the past for something to recognize. When he looks into my eyes, she said, I see adoration, then I can do things. Here we mean sun, alteration, myself, our actions. Imbalance between identities wished to maintain and intrinsic drives results in the exquisite byproduct, consciousness of self, so richly creating a reality that seems plastic but continues like a light beam, an endless series of beams. Creativity breaks through identity, and my awareness flows through transparency, a spontaneous phenomena experienced with others today. Its light and weather spectacles are fantastically aesthetic. The moment it sees me, the violet grows more deeply purple and luminous to me. Its looking collapses violet frequency into a violet in the world, cohering attention and feeling. What I perceive as a flower in woods may be the shadow of a flower being's action in fairyland, a transcendent domain of potentia. Transparency, I imagine, moving through, is being through. Not actually seen or touched, not the buzz of a million invisible bees. What you call feeling, like connective tissue or vibrating lines between us, represents this vitality. And I prefer the term vitality to time. In fairyland, all violets are simultaneous.
Welcome back to Poet Radio. That was Maymay Bursenberger reading in Rhinebeck on the occasion of her receiving T-Space's annual poetry prize in 2015. Maymay is such a fine poet, and I remember how special it was to hear her read that afternoon. Last time I'd heard her was nearly 30 years before that, and I'm glad I remembered to bring my recorder along. One of the great things about WGXC is that the people involved with the station are creating all kinds of original material for broadcast, and the type of material you hear on the station, you're not likely to hear anywhere else. So if you aren't already a sustaining subscriber and value what we do, please consider signing on to help us during this Tower of Power pledge drive. Go over to WGXC's website to find ways to do that. And next, you'll be hearing Nathaniel Mackey, recorded at the Whitney Museum, where he was reading, accompanied by musician Henry Grimes. Mackey's poem, Song of the Andumbulu 56, is part of his collection, Splay Anthem.
At long last, we came to the Dread Lakes region, graduating body and bone. It wasn't we so much as where we were, but the implied increment, zealous, where, no sub, no buzz. Got there at long last through a maze of cities, quaint faces arrayed on balconies along the way. Matted hair dotted the ground as we strode in. The earth itself quick with feeling, sentient, felt rubbed the soles of our feet. It was a march we were on, a campaign, carnival trek translated of late, and of late what before had been ruse become real. It was a float we were on, it appeared, a layer of light between the ground and the soles of our feet. It wasn't we were prey, buzzing fly, flying fish. Wasn't we were inside a Nancy's web, a Nuncia's net. Web it was we were. It wasn't we were caught. It wasn't we were webs. We were web. Invisible lips blew ripples on the water. Vatic breath blown wordless. The exigence, the quest. Endlessly expended wind. The lake's faces fraught with import. Play auspices, baby gun. They wept with allegorical water, reedy gun. Endlessly repeated, dreamt amendments in. Lakes looking back at us, it seemed. Faces we'd seen in cities we saw again. Water, all but undone. It wasn't Babylon where this was, nor its outskirts. Dread faces, captive kin. Furrowed lakes, where before they'd been featureless, blank but for the exigence, the quest. Fraught or without furrows, fret lakes either way, dread lakes all the same. Dread lakes lay southeast of everywhere, endlessly down and to the right. The farther they receded, the deeper we were there, apart from where we otherwise were. Got there in trucks or simply walked, it wasn't clear. Dread Lakes had it that way. Dread Lakes, lakes in name only, rife with names, names unthinkable, dearth. Fret lakes, dearth lakes, dare lakes like bone, bone lakes, alibis. Lakes rubbed raw by strong voices, parched earth what before had been mud. mud what before had been water. Dread lakes, fiery dry. It was a furnace we were in, dotted bodies eventually blimp. Dread lakes, evaporative largesse. Blimp we partly were. Web it was we were. Blimp was web's distant kin. The waterless lakes, they turned out to be, turned us back. Turned away, we turned inward, buoyed against our will. Better to have sunk, we thought. Thought we thought, we admitted, abstract Baptists. Glad to be dry, undumped. An adamant canvas, it turned out, we were on. Polychromatic powders, dust. Dotted bodies begun to be other than bodies. Half again themselves, not themselves. Kissed, otherwise moistureless, caressed, hands and fingers finding their way. It wasn't grope what we did, we decrypted. Bulge and declivity were cold. Desert love, Bedouin strand at lake's edge. Into it before we knew where. Signs all around, how to read them, none of us knew. It wasn't we were lost, we lost track, absorbed as we were. Recondite recess, crevice, fold. Immersed in what wasn't there, desiccant sloth, what was. Toward and away, we're now one. Cold, even so, siphoning substance. Dread lakes, alias, cave wall, inside out. Dotted bodies bespoke, imminent elsewhere. Half again, all but already gone. Why we became well was no conundrum. Why bug wasn't buzz, no sir. Covid hollow, it was, we now call it. Come upon its drift, dry run.
That was Nate Mackey here on WGXC, reading with Henry Grimes at the Whitney Museum in 2016. Next up, we return to the Hudson Valley with a November 2017 performance by Amina Baraka with the ensemble The Red Microphone, recorded at Colony Woodstock. Amina, as you may know, is the wife of the late, great Amiri Baraka and is a fantastic poet and singer in her own right. If you haven't had a chance to see the recent film Why Is We Americans, made by Udi Olani and Ayanna Morris, I highly recommend it. Amina is really the star of the show. This is a track titled Time Step.
More than anything, she's this woman that we love and we've loved for a lot of years. Please give a very warm Woodstock welcome to Ms. Amina Baraka.
Yeah, baby.
You just said that I set her up. I sang all those nice things about her. So there you go. That's what we got to put up with on this thing. Well, we're going to open this thing up with the song, the piece that opens up our CD, our ESP disc CD. It's a little thing Amina calls Time Step.
Thank you.
That was Amina Baraka performing a piece dedicated to Billie Holiday in Woodstock in 2017. We're getting toward the end of the program, and I wanted to remind listeners one last time that we here at WGXC are in the midst of our Tower of Power pledge drive, during which we seek to add new sustaining subscribers to our roster of supporters, people who help us keep the station going on the FM airwaves. We're at a bit of a crossroads and are in need of your help. If you have the ability to do so, it would be great if you could sign up to make a monthly donation of any size. We will be completely grateful for your assistance in the cause. The best mechanism through which to do this is the website wgxc.org/donate. All right. Lastly, we turn the focus onto a July 2019 event at the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale, New York, which was billed as Hudson Valley Poetry Bands. Several groups played, and I've chosen previously unheard parts of sets by George Quasha, Chuck Stein, and Eva Bitova to round out the show. More original material for you here on WGXC. These tracks will finish things off for October's Poet Radio. We'll be back next month.
There really is no space. The blue room resumes the mind. All of them are gone now. All of the other creatures, people or whatever. All of you are gone now. All of me are gone now into the open space. The mind itself resumes. The things of sense relax in their true condition. The houses relax. The walls. Remaining walls give a little. The furniture responds to the weight of people or things. The joints relax. The brittle glue grows moist again. The things of mind relax. All one blue gust of oxygen, one bottomless sky. The platforms floating down it, and on each platform, each of us sitting absorbedly. The body of each of us, blue, absorbed in its nature. Blue the dark. Blue the work.
Let's get one thing straight. What does this mean is a bad question.
Let's get one.
Not everything true.
What does this mean?
Is acceptable as truth.
Is a bad question.
If the one thing done isn't still happening.
Let's get one thing straight.
It isn't done yet.
Everything is true.
Logical contradiction. Is an aid to happiness.
I'm standing around with my own happiness.
After all,
you will find yourself losing
mind
the place in your
goes without saying.
Aftermath,
Let's get one thing straight.
We speak as waves do.
What does this mean?
When cornered.
Everything true.
The inner fool is the only one never fooled.
Or my mind goes without saying. The inner fool.
O Eva, Eva, come and save us. Find some light to bring to the cave of weakness. Put on your mantle of whipsy losers. Say something, we need to hear. Oh, it's Little Madonna. She's coming up. I can see her coming. I wonder, whatever it is, you can't see everything. But you can know what you need to know. Once in a while, she was. You see her hiding on waves of the blue cave.
Ah, the green! time slowed. Homer died, can't time stand still? Homer died, can't time stand still? Homer died, can't time stand still? Her glass, her glass.